This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The thinkers of the world to take charge. And we're here to help you do that on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Monday, December the 5th. On the air is Jay Kirshner with me and you trying to figure out whatever it is that you want to know. Whatever you want, ask, seek, and you shall find. The social media, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, Good Day On Air. Do you ever get questions from listeners who say, what the heck is he talking about? Oh, why are you talking about that? Right? Anybody ask for clarity?
No, story about the gummy bears, which we started to talk about one day, and a few days went by, and we didn't circle back to the actual
surprise.
We had a lot of comments that were like, seriously, what is the gummy bear story?
Right. What in the world is going on with those gummy bears? Well, I think we clarified that nicely, though. If I'm not mistaken,
yeah,
I think we did.
Yeah, in case anybody missed it, it was somebody found a multi-million-dollar check on the ground to, what was it, not Hasbro, that's a game.
$46 million or something, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
And
pay for gummy bears.
Called the company and was like, hey, I found this check. And so they're like, okay, rip it up. And he did. And then he received a thank you package of six little packs of gummy bears.
Yes, ain't that sweet. So what's going on in North Carolina? The North Carolina, the curfew that in one of the counties in North Carolina has started, a lot of people without power, vandals shot up the electric substation. What in the world? What are you, nuts? It was a targeted attack. It wasn't random, but was it terrorism? Or was it just a couple of dopes from the local with the guns and shoot them up and shoot whatever you can shoot? It's not clear which
was
of those.
Was it a statement on something? Was it like with the tire people who are letting air out of tires and people who are ruining paintings? Was it anything kind of like that or just hoodlum vandalism?
Right. The FBI is in it. They'll find him. Tell me why it makes a difference that Chris Christie's niece got taken off of a plane. Why is he the headline? He's not responsible for her. She's his niece. He probably had nothing to do with her. Just the fact that he is connected to her in family, the fact that she
association,
right,
situation.
Smuggling cocaine into the country, not very smart. But once again, and by the way, apparently she was beaten up on the deputies who were trying to get her off of the plane. But again, so why is it news that this lady is Chris Christie's niece? What is
exactly?
He's not responsible for what she did.
Right, and what happened is news in and of itself. It's something that would be printed about and spoken about and everything. But the fact that, because we do see this sometimes where it's like, well, we're only talking about this because of who their relationship
is.
Or who
their
family is. Otherwise, this wouldn't be news. This situation would be news regardless. So, again, why? Why was that needed in the title, in the header, not just a little sentence somewhere in the body of it?
So I have a hard time, as you know, over the past year or so, as we've talked about Brittany Griner and what has happened to her because she brought marijuana into the country, into Russia. There are a lot of people on the news media side that want to pay attention to her and track her, and you know how horrible it is that she's living in a Russian penal colony. It's not a fate that I'd want. So there have been a lot of people who have tried to explain what the hardships are like over there. And I don't know whether I think it's being overdone. I usually either I don't talk about it when I see it or I recoil. And I'm not sure how much support there is for her. I think it's horrible that she's there. I wouldn't want to be there under any circumstance. And is she a poster child for doing the wrong thing? Is that the value of, is she going to actually stay in jail for 9 years? You can sure bet that our relationship with the Russians at the moment is so bad, I wouldn't be holding my breath for her.
Well, And also, is she made an example of because she's an American?
Yep, she is. Oh, yeah, absolutely. No question about that. There are groups of morality police in most of these countries, the Chinese, the Russians, the Iranians. I was talking earlier about official end over the weekend of the morality police. They've shut down. They call themselves the Guidance Patrol. Okay, that's the translation from Iranian. Now, this goes back to September with the death of that young woman. Remember, she was in custody because she wasn't wearing the right garb. She was violating hijab laws. Mm-hmm. And Masa, so now, say again?
Her name, Mahsa Amini.
Yeah. Yes, so now the demonstrators have demanded, especially women and younger Iranians, that all of this stuff be reevaluated. Imagine killing somebody because they wore the wrong thing. We can't even imagine that in America, although there are morality police here. There are, let's face it. You go to church, and if you don't wear the right outfit, the old lady in the last row is looking at you. If a woman walks into church with pants on, I've seen that. Oh, that's terrible. How do you do that?
That's what people are offended when women wear pants.
Oh, yeah. In certain churches? Well, yes. Certain denominations? You bet. Yeah. Think about this. What comes to mind first, excuse me, are the requirements if you're a Hasidic Jew for wearing certain women have to wear skirts. They can't wear pants, and they have to go down to their ankles. The children have a certain dress code. The young boys and girls do. The men have to wear black suits, black hats, and have beards. That's required, otherwise you get tossed out. Same thing can be said for the Amish. There are requirements. I go to a lot of auctions, and because of the part of the world I live in, a lot of the Amish from New York State and Pennsylvania come to these auctions. They all are dressed exactly the same. The young boys are all dressed in the same outfit their fathers are dressed in, same kind of hat. The girls the same way with dresses. They never wear pants. So I guess in a manner of speaking, that's self-imposed, though. The government doesn't say, you must wear this or you must wear that. That's the difference between living in a free society, well, almost free, here in America. We're not really free, but we're kind of free. We're more free than the Iranians, the Russians, and the Chinese, and lots of places in Africa. You know, we're certainly much freer than they are. But I think it's very interesting, and the news media here is played it up, and rightfully so, because the Iranian leadership, a bunch of curs. So the whole business about over these the demonstrations across Iran, 450 people have been killed. 18,000 people have been arrested by the security police because of the demonstrations. This is bigger than what happened in 1979 during the revolution in terms of people. The whole business, the focal point is, what are we going to bring ourselves into? Because the education system in Iran is very good. They have great schools, they have great hospitals, that sort of thing, and people in Iran are pretty educated. And that's one of the reasons that so many of them come to America. Doctors, lawyers. I had a very good friend in Los Angeles whose father ran a hospital in Iran. She was trained as a nurse. She came over here and started one of those oxygen, what do they call those things that you get into, an oxygen chamber. Yeah, it's not an oxygen bar. Yeah, no. Well, those too. But this is something that's going on to bring those people. They'll get into the 20th century, the 21st century, or whatever. We're maybe move ahead into at least modern times. There's a collection of internal email exchanges from Twitter released over the weekend. Elon Musk implying they provide insight into their willingness, the previous management, to suppress content based on the focal point of your political realities, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, and not
this is the whole Hunter Biden situation.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and that is The Hunter Biden thing is really a sticky wicket, and I think one of the reasons Biden doesn't run again, because nobody's ever gotten to the bottom of this. The influence, whether the Russians were paying his son and that money got into his bank account. And anyway, Musk approves of the revelation, and he actually posted about it before the remix, if you will. It's kind of like a radio station remixing an old song and bringing it back again with new information. I just think that this is that I don't know. I don't. This is one of the reasons I don't like to do politics, because it's so clear that it divides us. But Hunter Biden's not a good guy. There's no way I look into this stuff. He's a crook, and his father, whether he's implicit in it, I don't know that he is. I think he's smarter than that. But you know, he loves his son, so he's going to try to protect him. But the kid's dirty. I don't see the, you know, you can find all the laptops and look at all of this. My gut tells me that he's dirty.
But just also from the proof that, like, the story and information was pushed down, was purposely not shown that time.
On Twitter.
Purposefully not shown in news.
Right. Yep. So there's both sides. That's, you know, Facebook is pushed, that kind of liberal stuff would push that out of the way. And we all know that Elon Musk is no liberal. And so, you know, he's going to sort of favor what the Republicans like, or what people right of center like, or so-called conservatives like. And so back again to what's the truth. You know, you got this side over here, and it influences that social media platform, and then there's another over here. It's like the news and the suit against Fox, you know, for the story on what happened to the election machines. All of that stuff. It's pretty dirty stuff. 18 past. This is Good Day.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy 5 of the same item in store or online with 1-hour pickup. Staples, the best kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
Celebrate the season with 50% off everything at your nearest Banana Republic factory store. Discover a world of holiday magic with gifts to inspire everyone on your list, starting at $24.99, only at Banana Republic factory. Celebrate the season with 50% off everything at your nearest Banana Republic factory store. Discover a world of holiday magic with gifts to inspire everyone on your list, starting at $24.99, only at Banana Republic factory.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice, so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Amazon, National Tire and Battery, and other fine retailers.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Back at 23 after the hour now, Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, Monday the 5th of December. Hi. How are you doing? Hi. Nice to have you here. There was a Dolly Parton special on TV. Was it Friday night, Saturday night? I happened to come across, I thought it was awful. When she does that, at least for me anyway, as a fan of Dolly, I want her to sing. I don't want to see a bunch of people dancing around, and I just want to see her sing, and anyway, so that's just me. So there's some good news for Dolly Parton fans, which we are going to focus upon right after these important words. Time to think about MyPillow again. Right now, there's an incredible, incredible deal on the towel set at MyPillow.com. 6-piece towel set made with cotton grown in America, made in the USA, like most of the products that they sell on MyPillow. This is an extremely absorbent towel, and it still provides you with that soft feel, so you want a towel that feels good and actually dries you off. So the set comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, 2 washcloths. Usually retails for $90. Right now, you can get the set for a low $39.98 with the promo code DS. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a warranty that lasts 10 years. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, get this insane price of $39.98 with the DS code on the 6-piece towel set. That's at MyPillow.com.
When you find yourself in a mess of trouble, trapped amongst the trash and rubble, praying for relief, but getting none. You wanna start your life anew, you just don't know exactly how to find your opportunity and run. Run, run, and run some more.
76 years old, her voice sounds the same as it did 40 years ago to me. This is from the new album, says it's the, she said, some of the best work that she's ever done. There was a big fuss when she was nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. She said, I'm not a rock and roller. Give the place to somebody else. And then everybody...
She even apologized. She was saying she wasn't trying to be controversial or cause a ruckus or anything. She just felt like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inducts members who have dedicated their careers to rock and roll, and she didn't consider herself a rock star, and the
ballots
had
though.
Already gone out for people to vote, so they were like, no, you can't back out of this. People are
she is
voting.
A rock star. She's a rock star.
How cool is that she's like, you know what, since I'm inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, then I need to become
a rock
star. My next album is going to be fully rock.
And there it is. The assessments that are coming in from her fans and from her, she says it's great work, and she says it's different. I want it to be good. Carl Dean, who is her husband, 56 years, is a rock and roll lover. She says he's praying for me, I think. I guess he's hoping I can pull it off. She can pull it off anything. And I don't mean to be discouraging for those who may want to watch that special or see it over again. I just didn't think it was her best. I think she's best when she's being Dolly and there's nobody around to distract from her. So anyway, this album isn't going to come out, I guess, until early next year. Is that right? Next fall, really?
Yeah,
a year from
fall,
now.
Yeah, and she performed, what was it? She wrote a song specifically for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame celebration, the induction celebration, called Rockin'. And she performed that. That one will be on the album, but it's going to be some originals, some collaborations, and covers.
Yeah, that'll be good. She says her New Year's resolution is to try to make as much of life happen and get rid of color and religion and all those things in our discussion. Getting good songs to sort of put people together. Good for her. It's 28 past the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Kirstie Alley, the star of Cheers and Drop Dead Gorgeous, died Monday. She was 71. Alley's children, True and Lily, announced the actress died from cancer. As the United States Treasury Department issued a license to Chevron to drill for oil in Venezuela, Venezuelan dissidents are crying foul as the President Maduro regime continues to engage in what are internationally recognized crimes against humanity. Former White House economic advisor, Republican Stephen Moore, he was on Fox News and points out the obvious.
The United States has more oil, gas, and coal than virtually any other country in the world. Don't forget the cleanest coal, the cleanest oil and gas in the world. So if you're worried about the environment, why would you want to get oil and gas from Venezuela, which has some of the dirtiest energy, and not from the United States? We have to become the energy powerhouse that we were.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
This is one of the few Elton John Christmas tunes that's around, right? That's good. We like this. Don't we like this? Yeah.
I do.
Crank it up, and James, will you? Oh, yeah. Yeah. On the piano with a nice positive Christmas message. This is the Good Day program, December the 5th, Monday. Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen with a thought that comes from one of the great musicians of all time. As a matter of fact, Elton John said, music is the great unifier, the great uniter, an incredible force, something that people who differ on everything and anything else have in common. Don't you think that really is true? Right? Mm-hmm. We can love good music, different kinds of music, and it doesn't... It's one of those things, one of the few things that don't get fouled up by the political realities of our life and times. Here's a neat story. A helpful fellow named Baker Ed, who revived a tradition of a village oven baking food for other people. He lives in a town about 17,000 people or thereabouts. He's reviving an old tradition, an ancient tradition, to help his neighbors endure the high costs of energy. Apparently, thousands of years ago, societies built one oven in town. This is all over Europe. And everybody went there to bake their bread, to make their food, et cetera, et cetera. So this guy, he's known as Baker Ed, is offering to bake Christmas cakes for everybody who can't afford, for whatever the reason, the energy costs being what they are,
being able to do it. For hours at a time.
Yeah. This is very good, right? Don't you think this is?
It is, yeah.
I'm going to tell you a story about, I think I've told you that I'm involved in a real estate development here in my town, building what we are calling an agrihood, which is a neighborhood built around a farm. And one of the things that we're going to do, there's a high ledge on the property, and we're going to put one of these cookers, a sort of village oven, up there on that plateau for people to bring the people who live in the village. We're creating a village to have, they can entertain their family or they have community gatherings up there. We're going to have a 2.5-acre garden, so things that come from the garden can be cooked up there. It'll be kind of a neat thing. And it's a play on the old idea of having a village oven. So this guy,
that's amazing.
Good for him. Yeah. But this is really cool. I think these are the sorts of things. We need to go back to community a little here. You know, not everybody doesn't have to get together. When I was a kid growing up here in this neighborhood, as a matter of fact, it happened across the street from where I am now, which is a Quaker meeting house at the moment, or it's been a Quaker meeting house for a number of years. But it started its life as a one-room schoolhouse for all the people that lived in this part of town. All of the first graders to the eighth graders went to school. As a matter of fact, the man that was my second father, who was born up the street in a house actually that I lived in with my family for 8.5 years after they retired and moved out, he grew up. His mother, I keep talking about him a lot because his mother was Louise Parker Mayo, one of the great suffragettes in American history. The 20th century brought us people like her, but she was very loud. And she's very forceful. So he grew up going to the school, and his father got together the horses and the buggies and the barges and would go around the neighborhood and pick everybody up and bring them to the school, to the one-room schoolhouse. And as that started, that became a family business, and they eventually, as did so many other farmers for a long, long time, they became the school bus operators in the communities, and the Mayo family, the Mayo farm, they were the people that provided school bus service, not only for this part of town, but eventually for the whole town, until it got too big for them to handle. But I love those stories, frankly, and it's part of the realization that we are all here together. We are. You know, we may differ, have different ideas. That's cool. But we are all here together to thrive and survive, hopefully. I wanted to ask you about a young lady named Kennedy Urick. Do you know who she is?
Sounds familiar, but I can't point her.
Ken Urick apparently is the biggest thing on TikTok at the moment. She was a farm girl, grew up around the farm, and somehow or other she became an influencer based on mental health and wellness, self-care rituals, setting boundaries and that sort of thing. So her TikTok stuff is all about the mantras that have worked for her and other people that apparently are taking to them, which is, in my mind, a testimony to how important people, maybe younger generations, are finding mental health management to be. I believe that it's very important to have mental health management. But she's 23 years old, and apparently it was like overnight. She went from nothing to over a million TikTok followers. She now has some clothing stuff that she's doing. Why is it everybody who gets famous wants to do boots or clothing or outerwear or something? What is there about that?
Good like question. Or cosmetics.
Yeah, right. What makes them... Well, anyway, but do you know, you don't know that much about this lady. I thought it was interesting.
No,
she's the biggest thing on TikTok right now. She talks about her hookups with men. She talks about pooping. Okay. Now that's probably as much as you need to know. But I find it interesting that people, there's a security in life that we have, and we give it up when we go on social media. Because people then, and we seem to want to. I mean, I put on my Facebook page a lot of stuff about my family, pictures of us when we're all together, that kind of thing. I don't think that's overdoing it. Do you?
No, not at all.
What do you post most on social media?
I'm not on social media, only for work purposes.
All right, so...
The radio program. Well, because think about it, it's my job, and how many people want to? I want to put all the focus in the radio program, social media, and I don't really have that much time left over for my own.
Right. Okay. There you go. The thought for the day comes from Beatrice Wood. She writes, "My life is full of mistakes. They're like pebbles that make a good road." Aha. There you go. And that kind of relates to what we were talking about with regard to this lady who's the TikToker. We're going to have some excellent advice and some interesting thoughts dealing with your own psychic abilities. Psychic Mary O'Malley joins us after these words here on Good Day.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking. What will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy five of the same item in store or online with 1 hour pickup. Staples, the best kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
And Doug. Hey, listener. Welcome to Limu's Karaoke Lounge, where Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, and the music never stops. Hit it.
There's an emu with a full-time job. His partner's Doug, but Limu's the heartthrob. Grubs and worms, that's what Limu eats. Gotta fuel up to save you money and hit the streets.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice, so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Amazon, National Tire and Battery, and other fine retailers.
44 after the hour on the Good Day program, Monday, December the 5th, the first Monday in December. What better time to think about your... I'm being a little facetious here. It's always a good time, as I have said. It seems today, Jay, I've been talking more about mental health and stability and that sort of thing. It's kind of been a sub-theme, a subplot to the program. Joining us now, somebody going to help a whole lot with that. Psychic Mary O'Malley is here, the Soul Scout. And the thought at this time of year, when people who grew up on things like Santa Claus and want to still believe in Santa Claus, I still, there are some people who think that Jesus was like Santa Claus, a figment of somebody's imagination. And whether or not Santa Claus is real, or Jesus is real, or a lot of other things that we put into our head, real or imagination, is that the question? Or is it about what you really believe? And do you get your beliefs? A lot of people who are connected to spiritual stuff, I feel very strongly about a lot of the messages that you put forth, Mary. And so, what is it? Is it real that Santa Claus existed and Jesus existed, or is it just my imagination?
And does it matter?
Hooray!
You know, that's the real question. It's I think we all appreciate a little magic in our lives.
Yes.
The idea that we're not alone and somebody else there cares about us. So I think that's more important, to have some faith in something. Mm-hmm. You know, I love the thought of Santa Claus. I just love it, you know?
Yeah. Well, it brings people together. It brings this time of year, I say this all the time, I don't really care about holidays much. Birthdays and Christmas, that's it for me. I think they're sacred. And one of the reasons I like Christmas so much is that it brings out good feelings, and it seems not only is it Christmas, but when you get right down to it, I think there are 14 different religious holidays from now until like the first. So when you say happy holidays to people, it's not offensive, you know, Merry Christmas if you want to. But at any rate, these things are there, and they, is it because we feel good that we see more or sense more, do you think?
I think it's the time of year, you know, winter can be, you know, very dark and distressing.
Yeah.
And so throwing a whole bunch of holidays in there is a very good idea to keep people from being isolated and having something to look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
So, and sharing of meals and sharing of food, you know, as winter food stores go down. And of course on, you know, the winter solstice, we celebrate basically the return of the sun.
Yeah.
So the days are going to, you know, the daylight starting to get longer. And so there's a lot of things to celebrate coming out of the dark into the light.
Yeah, that's
so
really...
It makes sense.
A new beginning is the new year. I've told you any number of times, and I've said it on the air, I don't like the fall, the late fall and the early winter, because it's my birthday and it means, okay, there's another year there. But more, I had lousy Christmases as a kid, so Christmas didn't mean, and it took a lady that came into my life about 10 years ago to change my feelings. And since then, even though she's not still around, I still feel fabulous. You see it in the children, my two grandchildren. You see it in your grandkids too, right? That's where it
right.
is.
Well, not quite old enough, but yeah, they feel it.
Oh, yeah. Right. So, anyway, the idea of having a connection to a good psychic, a medium, if you will, an intuitive coach, that's what Mary is all about. And if you would like to have, maybe this is a good present to give somebody for the new year, somebody you care about who wants some clarity and have, this is very, Mary's very folksy, but she's very poignant. And I will tell you from my own experiences, she's about as accurate as anybody I've ever come across. So how do we find, we can go to soulscout.net, right? PsychicScout.com.
Yeah, it would be thesoulscout.net.
The soulscout.net. The. THESOULSCOUT. So I get an A in spelling anyway. All right. TheSoulScout.net. Do yourself a favor, or perhaps somebody you love, give them a reading with Mary. It'll be much, much, much to their advantage. Mary, Happy New Year if I don't talk to you, and Merry Christmas. It's 10 before the hour.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit? Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ag Council.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Sounds like a play on a theme, a television theme. Yes? Am I right? Chuck Curry is here. Is that what this is?
That was one of the more popular nighttime soaps back in the late 70s, 80s. They actually ran to 93. It's called Knots Landing. I was a big...
Oh.
It was a spin-off show of the very popular Dallas, which is on, which aired on CBS. They took JR's brother, Gary, played by Ted Shackelford, spun him off into his own show. He married Joan Van Ark, and then Michelle Lee, and ultimately Kevin Dobson, and Donna Mills also starred in that show. I was a big fan. But I played that because I didn't have a lot to talk about today, but I noticed that this day in TV history, December 5th, 1981, Falcon Crest premiered on CBS. So you had Dallas, Knots Landing, Falcon Crest, all on CBS, and then Dynasty on ABC, ruling the TV airwaves.
So
they all wrote long-running shows, too. They lasted a long time, 9, 10, 12 years, all those shows.
Yeah. Yep. All right. I went to the movies and saw The Fabelmans over the weekend. Cool. I was quite taken by it. Have you seen it yet?
I have not. Well, here's the deal. It's only on, like, 600 screens.
Yeah.
They tried to sort of, like, midnight, what they call platforming it. It has not caught on. Which is a sign of the times. It's dropped off like 45% weekend number two.
Theater was full.
Week over.
Right.
So tell me what you thought.
It's playing four times a day. The theater, I went on Saturday night to the, I think it was the 7 o'clock show, and the theater was full, and people were fascinated. I love the story, frankly. It's a Michelle Phillips or Michelle Williams. Michelle, which Michelle is it?
Yep.
Michelle Williams. Very good as the mother. And it was, I liked
it a lot.
For
people who don't know, it's an autobiographical on the life of Steven Spielberg. He directed it. It's about his childhood, correct?
Yes, it is, right.
What did you learn?
A lot about him being bullied as a child,
really? Okay.
Amongst other things, yeah, and how focused he was, how unhappy his home life was, you know, stuff like that, and how that sent him into a direction that created his interest, as is the case with a lot of us. You start something when you're young, and you stay with it through your life, and that's what happened with him.
I'm assuming it presents his parents' divorce in a heavy way, right?
Yeah, yes, it does.
Which obviously,
and Seth Rogen,
Spielberg's films, E.T., Close Encounters, all these movies deal with the broken marriages amongst, you know, fantasy films, which I always found extremely interesting. But that point in his life affected him greatly, so we put that into movies.
I also went to see the movie The Inspection. Very disappointing. I didn't like it. It's a story about a black guy from the ghetto. There were a guy that looks, there's a familiar black actor in it, but I can't remember his name. The kid who is the main throw of the movie. In my mind, there's too much emphasis on gay. There's just way too much gay stuff around today, like what's being shoved down our throat. Pardon the pun. But the business of all, everything has to have, or too much has to. I mean, I get it, and I'm accepting of it 100% completely. It's none of my business and nobody else's business. But when the world of entertainment gets so focused on this stuff, I mean, look at the number of gay characters and lesbians that are on television. Again, I have no problem with it, but I just think it's being overdone. It's kind of like Black Lives Matter. It's now overdone. I got it already. We need to pay attention to the life and the lifestyle, respect it. I'm all for that. But I think we just have gotten to the point where there's so much of this that it becomes dull. Maybe that's the best way of putting it. So, anyway, having said that, that's my review.
Box office totals, Black Panther 2, Wakanda Forever, 17.6, and weekend number 4, 393 million, solid, about 750 million worldwide. Violent Night, David Harbour's take on a Die Hard meets Home Alone type Santa. Well, we did actually well. This is good news for the industry, I think. 13.3 million. It's tracking around 10, so it blew past that expectation. Already talking a sequel. Let's see if it has legs going forward. Disney's Strange World. This movie bombed. Just 25 million in 2 weeks, so for a very expensive number of about 100.
What is that movie about? What's it about?
I don't know. It's an animated movie. I don't really follow the story.
Too much of that, too, around.
I'm not the biggest fan of animation, I got to tell you.
Yeah, me either.
I love to see real people on the big screen. So,
all right.
Like I said, The Fableman's 1.2 million, so struggled.
Too bad. It's a good movie. Anybody that appreciates... you should go see it. It's a good movie. 59 past the hour here on Good Day.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.